It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac on the North, 103.3. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to you, too. It's an interesting time that we're in right now. We've had some beautiful weather, certainly not what we expect to see in February. And looking around, as I'm sitting now out on the deck and looking around, it's hard to see any snow at all. A little comparison. We are in now, or going to be in the last week of February. This is a leap year, so we'll have one extra day. But the year ago, where we were concerned about a couple of things, one of them was the total amount of snowfall was over 80 inches, and I'm sorry, over 60 inches, and we were worried about a possibility of there being a record-setting season. I didn't think it would happen, but Mother Nature had other plans, and yes, it did lead to a record-setting snowfall. This time around, we may be looking at another record, and that record might be the least amount of snow for a whole winter. Quite a change. February 2024 is not going to go down as being the warmest February on record. There's a couple of Februaries that have been over 30 degrees as an average. And then there was one in the late 1990s that was 29 degrees. I don't think we're going to reach that, but we will certainly be far above the normal amount of about 15 degrees. We will settle down probably somewhere in the 27 to 28 degrees for the entire month. In addition to that, yes, I think we're going to have the least amount of snow, but we will not be the driest February on record. For many years, February was known as the dry month, and there are some statistics that show it. Many years, it has been a very dry month. And I always told my students when I was teaching, don't expect a day off of school because of snow in February. It just doesn't happen. The more recent comparison has been to compare February of 2024 with February of 2012. 2012 was moving along for the first half, also almost completely devoid of snow. But things turned around in the second half, and then surprisingly, yes, on the last day, which was also a leap year, on the 29th, we got a rather significant snow of about 10 inches. So I don't think that's going to happen this time around. But nevertheless, the month is really one of concern. Now, what are the concerns? We don't have to try to worry about a big, thick snowpack that's going to lead to flooding. I don't think we have to worry about that. But we may have another concern, and I have two of them that I'll be looking out for. One of them is, will the wildfire season begin earlier? The wildfire season in Minnesota is almost always after the snow melts and the dry grass is exposed. The smallest kind of spark can set it off. And this, in addition to many of the windy days, can make for some really good wildfires. The other one of concern is, will the tick season start early? And I am expecting, yes, it will. And I wouldn't be expecting on some of my walks, which I take daily, that I'll come across that. Other things of note that are happening, the days continue to get longer, and by the end of the month, in just a few days, we will be all the way to 11 hours of daylight. We'll be having sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning. So yes, the days will continue to get longer. We're leading towards the vernal equinox, which this year is on March 19. This week we had a full moon. I hope you had a chance to get out and see it. We had a beautiful night the other night where we had a beautiful orange glow, orange circle around the moon. Now you might wonder what's going on there. Well, the color, it was just a reflection from the moon going through the clouds, and the crystals of ice that are in the clouds caused it to form that color and that shape. But it's really a beautiful apparition, beautiful thing to see. In the world of birds, it's a little bit early for migrants, but I think some of the ones that I have been seeing have been migrants. I think some of the hawks that I've been seeing and some of the eagles, yeah, I think they're migrants. There were some reports this week of trumpeter swans, geese, and ducks showing up along the St. Louis River in open spots. As far as some of the other ones that have been noted, the Bohemian waxwing flocks and so forth, probably not. There's been some reports of maybe early red-winged blackbirds. That's also definitely a migrant. The woodpecker activity, which has been going on for weeks, The drumming still continues to happen every day. And this week I had a good number of birds visit the bird feeder. Now that's kind of interesting because on mild weather, I know that birds don't usually visit bird feeder, but I had no less than 8 kinds of birds come to the bird feeder this week. They were the usual chickadees, and then 2 kinds of nuthatches, 3 kinds of woodpeckers, blue jay, and then a red poll. Only one, but it was still showing up, and that was another thing of note. An interesting thing involving birds starts with March 1. The vernal equinox is the 19th. That's the first day of spring. But the Weather Service has a little bit different system they follow. They call December, January, and February the meteorological winter. Or to put it in different words, March 1 is the beginning of meteorological spring. Now, to go along with that, there is a happening that starts every year March 1, and that is with the migrating birds. We're all familiar with the count that takes place of raptors in the fall at Hawk Ridge, but this is one that takes place in the spring. It is the count of the raptors that are moving north, and this is for the most part bald eagles. There have been years where there's been hundreds of them, and Duluth has been acclaimed as being the best place in the country to see bald eagles in the springtime. March, April, and May will be the counting times of this spring, so keep that in mind if you want to do some looking at some of the raptors that are on their way north. Other critters of note, it's hard to see animal tracks in snow when there is almost no snow. But I know of a couple spots that are sheltered where there is a little bit of snow, and I've been seeing the activities of foxes, coyotes, mice, squirrels, deer, and a wandering raccoon still is hanging around. There was an otter seen this week, so once again, that's an active winter critter. And then the squirrels have been very active. The squirrels have active all winter. Well, the gray squirrels, and I don't know if they have a sweet tooth and they want to get a taste of the sap, but the sap appears to be flowing early, and therefore a lot of these squirrels have been climbing up on small, young sugar maple trees and chewing on the bark, and I assume that it tastes good. It tastes nice and sweet, but I've been seeing that in quite a few places in the woods. During these mild days, I have seen some flying crane flies, early rising flies. Sometimes flies will overwinter in the cracks of our siding of the house, and they'll show up on days like this. And then a woolly bear. Seen a woolly bear this week crawling across the driveway. Woolly bears are a kind of a caterpillar of a moth called the Isabella moth. And they spend winter as a caterpillar, just kind of curled up under leaves and so forth. And we see them when they're out and starting to move around. And usually that happens later in the spring, but of course things are different this year. Lots of pussy willows have been showing up in swamps. They show it the season to be definitely getting longer. Quaking aspen buds. Red osier dogwoods are just spectacular. It's a little tiny tree that has red branches this time of year, and the branches go all the way down to the ground. There's other trees like various willows and maples that also have some brightly colored branches, but none as bright as the red osier dogwood. And like I say, they take it all the way to the ground. And then finally, this might be a sign of the times. We'll have to see what Mother Nature has to offer in the next few weeks. I saw some shoots of crocuses starting to show up. I have crocuses on the south side of the house where they get plenty of sun, and there's a few shoots of those starting to stick above the ground. Now, the forecast for the last few days of the month is to get chilly and then warm up and then get chilly again, and we'll see how we're going to end up, but I don't think we're going to end up with the warmest February on record, but one of the most warm, and the same way with the entire winter. I don't think it's going to be the warmest winter on record, but it's going to be pretty close. We'll see about this record of least amount of snow, so stay tuned and keep looking. March has an ability to change things a great deal, so take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Larry. Take care of yourself. Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist who joins us every Friday for what we can see when we head outside into nature. This is Backyard Almanac on the North 103.3.